off. I mean, he just looked like a deer. We talked about it on Friday. I saw during the week he did not look like somebody who he looked like wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's what it looked like. And the whole game, he looked like the deer in the headlights looked.
Yeah.
And it had to be frustrating for them. Obviously, Todd Gurley, you can't tell me he wasn't hurt. But on the other side of the ball, the Rams, even though the Patriots were able to move the ball down the field, that was the frustrating thing. Is they were moving the ball down the field. It was at the 40, which the Rams really stepped up. They got a lot of vertical pressure on the Patriots and were able to get some pressure on Tom Brady. But I got to tell you, the Patriots are now part of the best Super Bowl of all time, in my opinion, in Super Bowl 51, and the worst Super Bowl of all time. That might have been the worst Super Bowl I have ever watched. And if you weren't a fan of either team, I don't blame you for turning it off. It was boring, but it was also pins and needles for everybody who was a fan of that game. I mean, especially for me, it was pins and needles.
Well, and but see, that's to me, you know, would you rather have what we had yesterday or have a blowout? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm, you know, you're saying it's the worst Super Bowl of all time, Dan, but look, how about this? How about yesterday's game was the largest margin of victory for the Patriots in a Super Bowl in one of their wins? How about that? You know, yeah. I mean, so you call it a bad Super Bowl, but it kept you on the edge of your seat right to the very end. So how can that be a bad thing?
I think it kept me on the edge of my seat. I don't think it kept most of America on the edge of their seat. I think most of America turned it off. To be honest with you, they're saying that the ratings are going to be below 100 million people.
Really?
I mean, that's what they're saying. I mean, I haven't seen the exact ratings, but most people are speculating that it's going to be below 100 million. Last year, the ratings were down 5 million people. It might be down another 5 million this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, but you cannot get people to three to three games.
Yeah, but
it's very difficult.
Yeah, but some of that, Dan, isn't just the 3-3 game. I think some of the people not watching yesterday is because there is a large dose of Patriots weariness in this country, that people are sick of the Patriots.
That's true. I'm not going to deny that. I think people are. I think people will also tune in, though, to watch the news. I definitely think that will be a factor.
Yeah, yeah.
But, look, the game in general, it wasn't that the Rams did a good job. I'm not going to deny it. The Rams did a good job defensively. But the Patriots were at least able to move the ball down the field. The most frustrating thing was they were moving it down the field and not scoring and missed field goals. And it took till the fourth quarter for somebody to finally get a touchdown. And I think that's where I kind of gripe with the game and say, my God, like, this is really – somebody texted me after the first quarter and said, 3-0 final. And I said, I'll take it. And I texted him back in the fourth quarter and said, dude, you might be right. Like, this is unbelievable what happened last night.
Well, and when you're the Patriots defense and you hold that high-flying Rams to 57 total yards in the first half.
Oh, awesome.
And you've got 195 of offense. I'm thinking the score should be 17-0. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, when you look at the numbers, the first downs, the total yards, and the time of possession, they had them 2-1 in time of possession. You're like, how is this game not 17-0 at the half?
Yeah. And the funny thing about that, you know, I love defense, and it was great defense to watch last night. But but the frustrating part about it was every time the defense would make a play, the offense wouldn't. And the really only player, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, the only player that was playing bad in the first half for the Patriots, and really the first three quarters, was Tom Brady. I mean, literally the only player on the field for the Patriots that was having a bad game. Maybe you could throw Chris Hogan in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom Brady was off from the beginning of the game. The first ball he threw, he misread coverage and threw an absolute goose. I mean, it was really shocking to see how much the pressure of the Rams was bothering him. I mean, just missing open throws. Now, he did create, I mean, Julian Edelman kept his stat line at least respectable.
I mean, it was,
but he had a passer rating last night, a quarterback rating of 25.8. I mean, and the crazy part about that is it wasn't the worst quarterback on the field.
Yeah.
Jared Goff had a quarterback rating of 13.4.
Well,
I mean, talk about that. I mean, that's just incredible. Anybody who would have thought that that would have happened in the game, I mean, you're nuts.
Yeah, and it was weird too that you know, they were talking before the game, well, like, you know, look, Brady's been here, you know, this is the ninth Super Bowl, and you know, he's not going to be nervous. He looked nervous. I mean, he was short arming balls. I mean, there were a couple of throws he made that he threw in the dirt, like he pulled a string on him. And like you said, he seemed to be misreading coverages, and that just isn't the guy that we're used to seeing. And you said to me in a text message during the game, he looked 41.
Yeah, you know, no question. But I'll tell you what, we did get fourth quarter Tom Brady.
We did.
We did get him on that last drive, 4 for 4 for 67 yards, and the best, well, probably his best, maybe his best throw all year was that throw to Gronkowski. I mean, that was just an absolute dime. So.
Yep.
He did, in some ways, make up for it in the end. Obviously, it was not an MVP performance. But look, in the fourth quarter, when Tom Brady needed to be Tom Brady, he was Tom Brady. And you know, as bad as he played all game, he made up for it. And credit, though, I give all the credit, and I'm so happy as a fan for Julian Edelman and him being a seventh round pick and him being on this team since 2009 and this culminating. I mean, I think that's the cherry on top for a Hall of Fame career. And I know people that's going to be a divisive topic.
Yeah.
I think to be second all time in touchdowns or second all time in catches and third all time in yards in the playoffs. I mean, it's tough to have the Super Bowl MVP on that and not give him a Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I think you're right. There were a couple of people to me that stood out last night. Kyle Van Noy was ridiculous last night. He was an absolute beast. That may have been one of his best games of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I think him, I think Dante Hightower, I think Trey Flowers, I think the whole defensive line pretty much.
Dante Hightower is going to see that interception that he should have had in the second quarter.
Oh, my God.
And, he's going to see that in his dreams for the rest of his life. I mean, he had that in both hands, and he was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I dropped it.
That was Jackie Smith 1975 type of stuff in the end zone with the Cowboys. I mean, that was wide open.
Well, the other thing that you have to give the Patriots credit for, when Chung left that game,
I was about to say that.
Uh-oh. You know, I was really, really worried, and that secondary stepped up, and perhaps the guy that stepped up the most, how about the play that McCourty made on that ball to Brandon Cooks in the end zone? He must have come from 30 yards away to close at the end of that to make that play. But everybody in that secondary, when Chung went out, everybody kind of stepped up their game a little bit.
Yep, I agree. I think that play was without a doubt the play of the game. And I think actually there were two plays of the game for the defense. That play, which he came out of left field for. I mean, who deserves a ring more than Jason McCourty for the crap that he's gone through his entire career? But Juron Harmon came across on the last drive.
Yes.
To Brandon Cooks. When Goff threw that ball to Brandon Cooks in the end zone, Juron Harmon came across and made a great play to save Gilmore and get the Patriots and save that touchdown. I mean, that. And he was the guy that came in and replaced Chung. So, you know, that was an ultimate play. The defense was rock solid. And then the play after with the all-out blitz and Goff just had to throw that up there and Gilmore finally got it. And credit to my boy Matt Silbreth for taking Stephon Gilmore to get an interception on the prop bets. I was very happy for him. So that was really nice that he was able to get that. So, yeah, just all around, though. Defensively, you're right. Kyle Van Noy has been basically the MVP of the defense for this entire season.
Yep.
I mean, he's really come on strong. That whole trade really worked out. But, I mean, the whole thing, when it comes down to it, I think if you're not going to give a player an MVP, I think you give Bill Belichick this MVP for what he did on that defense. Him and Brian Flores cooked up just a perfect defense. For a young phenom coach that is going to be back, and his offense was completely stifled the whole game.
Yeah, and he looked, you know, that's the thing. You looked at McVay, they kept flashing to him, and he looked like a deer in the headlights, like he couldn't quite figure out what the hell was going on. And, you know, Belichick, they ate McVay's lunch yesterday. They really did.
They did, and he said he was numb after the game. He said, "I'm just numb. I just got out-coached." And the funny part about this is we're not talking about enough, because obviously we're talking about the Patriots and the defense and whatever. They have been saying for 2 weeks they wanted to get Todd Gurley involved a ton in the offense.
Uh-huh. Where
and
was he?
They did, and then right, he was nowhere. It's like Todd Gurley and Malcolm Butler switched places. I mean, from last year, he really just you can't tell me that the guy. I don't want to speculate, but
he's
hurt. You can't tell me the guy wasn't hurt.
And they kept
he was wrong with him.
And they kept saying he's not hurt. He's fine. He's fine. If he's fine, he's in the game, and he's getting more touches than that. So there's no doubt they were lying their asses off.
Yeah, their fan base should be PO'd about that. About the fact that they lied basically to everybody for three weeks, really, about how Todd Gurley wasn't hurt. And he clearly was. So I wouldn't be surprised if something else comes out about that too.
And how about the crowd yesterday? I did not see that coming. That crowd was so pro-Patriot last night. I never saw that coming. I actually assumed it was going to be the opposite way, Dan, because I thought people were sick of the Patriots and they were going to be there to kill the Patriots, especially since it was in an NFC city.
So we looked at the ticket sales on Friday on the show, and we saw that 9% of the tickets came from California, 10% of the tickets came from Atlanta, and 31% of the tickets came from New England.
Did they really?
And I wouldn't be surprised if that was more, because I don't even think those numbers were updated by the time we looked at them.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, when the offense was on the field, it was dead quiet.
Yep.
When the defense was on the field, it was Gillette Stadium. Yep. It really was. I mean, it was unbelievable. And, you know, for a guy that almost went, I kind of feel bad not going now. But, you know, I think that was just the power of the fact that the Patriots fan base is gigantic. They've built it over the last 15 years. And the Rams just don't have a fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have one right now. I mean, they have fans, yes, or whatever. But, you know, it's just, hey, look at their games. Look at the Coliseum. Every game is overrun by the away team, every single one. So they'll build it up because they're really good.
Here's the thing that killed me last night. They flashed to the Rams owner sitting up in his box. They're inside. It's at night. And he's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah,
and I said, I looked at my wife and I said, that's all you need to know about the Los Angeles Rams right there. I mean, that's just, it's not a good look. It's not a good look.
That's Hollywood for you.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood.
Hey,
no question about it.
I want to ask you this, and this is not to try to kill Julian Edelman, because I like the way the guy plays, but you probably didn't hear it earlier in the show. Nick Cafardo had a column in the Boston Globe yesterday. And he was talking about the disparity of how PED users are treated in the NFL versus how they're treated in Major League Baseball. It's almost like in the NFL, you yawn, where in baseball, it's like you've committed a mortal sin. What do you attribute that to?
Well, the black eye that baseball basically turned a blind eye to it for decades. I mean, in the NFL, they've had a drug policy. They've withheld the drug policy. Rodney Harrison got suspended for this.
Right.
Back in, 2005,
yep.
I think, got 4-game suspension. You know, the guy serves his time, and they don't make a big deal out of it, and they don't do it again. And typically, you don't have multiple time users. Once you get caught, and there's a lot of speculation around Julian Edelman about what exactly he was taking, whether it was, yes, probably PED, but it was more of one of those banned substances
right.
You know, kind of looked at in the medical community is like, really, you know, that's banned. but I, you know, I look, he broke the rules. He did his time. And I think most players that get caught in multiple times. I mean, look at Josh Gordon. He's ostracized throughout the league.
Right.
You know, I think the NFL does a better job of trying to help their players cope with whatever they're doing and trying to get them off this stuff. But if they get caught multiple times, look at the amount of suspension. I mean, baseball finally in the last 5 years has done this. So,
right, right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has more to do with baseball than it has to do with football.
Okay. Well, and now you brought up Josh Gordon, and, you know, let's not discount what he did to help get the Patriots where they are. In the 11 games he played for him, 40 catches this year, 720 yards, a few touchdowns. For a team that didn't know what they were going to have in the receiving core, I mean, Josh Gordon really stepped in for them. And now there's talk already that he still hopes to return to the Patriots by the time training camp opens up.
I'll take a hard pass. I'll take a hard pass on that. Look, Josh Gordon, for all the great things he's done, and I'm sure he's going through tough. He needs to get his mind right.
Right.
He's let a lot of people down.
Right.
I mean, he's let a lot of people and a lot of teams down. And it's going to be very difficult for him to convince anybody to say, I can be there for you. Oh, really? Can you? I mean, to be honest with you, once he left the team, I think the team kind of gelled a little bit more. And maybe it didn't have to do with him, but the offense seemed to click.
Okay.
As soon as he kind of left the team. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I would go that route again. The Patriots are going to have a lot of decisions to make because Chris Hogan, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Bolt Dorsett are all free agents.
Right.
Trey Flowers is a free agent, so that's going to be probably their number one priority.
They got to bring him back.
Yeah, I think so. But look, for those of you who think that the Patriots dynasty, this is the final chapter.
Oh no!
I just want to let you know that Brady and Belichick are coming back. They have 12 draft picks and already $20 million in cap space before the Gronk retirement, which I think will come. So that is a scary proposition to what they could. They could be even better next year than they are.
Well, and think about this. Did you see the story on Yahoo on Saturday that the Dolphins plan to either trade or release Ryan Tannehill and tank the 2019 season and try to point themselves towards grabbing Tua from Alabama in the draft after the 2019 season? So if Ryan Tannehill is gone from the Dolphins, and by the way, they're saying not only is Tannehill going to be gone, they're not going to try to replace him with somebody like Nick Foles or anything like that. They're going to bring in a placeholder. So you might as well just hand the Patriots the AFC East before the season even starts. I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, basically they're in the divisional round already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, and they're close to having a bye just based on what their division schedule is.
Right, right, exactly. I think that's just. I mean, there's no question that that division has helped them throughout the 18 years that they've been doing this. But the fact that Ryan Tannehill. I mean, I'm assuming that they'll sign somebody like Teddy Bridgewater or somebody.
Right,
like that.
Right.
Keep for 1 year. Maybe they do go quarterback in this draft. I mean, you never know. But if Kyler Murray's available and they really like him, although that we'll talk about later down the line. But, look, this team, man, it's not really about the division anymore. It's more about can they get back to the conference title? Who are they going to face? Are they going to be at home? And who are they going to beat?
Well,
and I think they came out with the odds yesterday that Kansas City is the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year at 6-1.
Yeah, I was gonna say who they got to beat. Well, we know who they got to beat, and it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean they don't look like they're going anywhere for a while because they are.
I will say though, the Chiefs do need to shore up their defense.
Yes,
they're gonna have to do that. That's gonna be something that basically they ignored it for most of the season. They ignored their secondary. And they need to shore that back up. But other than that, they're going to be ridiculous.
Well, you know, and just to kind of put a bow on this whole Super Bowl thing yesterday and, you know, people hating the fact that it was a 13-3 game, you know, there were an equal number of people bitching earlier in the season, Dan, when we had the Rams-Chiefs game, you know, where it was in the 50s and people were like, well, where's the defense? And, you know, this is like watching Madden, you know. So where, you know, there's no making anybody happy at the end of the day. And I like, here's what I liked yesterday. And I just don't have as negative a view about the game as you do. Although you don't have a negative view, the Patriots won, but
I don't have any negative view about the game at all.
But I guess what I like about yesterday was that, unlike the Chiefs, you saw two teams in the Super Bowl yesterday that are capable of playing defense. I mean, that Rams defensive front was dangerous all year, and the Patriots showed that they're capable of playing defense. Those, to me, were more complete teams than, say, the Chiefs or the Saints. So you look at it and you say, at least the two most complete teams got to the Super Bowl. And the final result with the score, while a lot of people expected higher, isn't necessarily, to me, that much of an outlier, because both teams have showed at times they can play defense.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you're not buying it, are you?
I'm not really. But,
that's why I love you.
The offense isn't inept. I don't think the offenses were inept. I mean, they were stifled as far as the scoring goes.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think, like, the Patriots had 400 yards, 400 total yards.
Yeah, which is shocking. I saw that number, and I was like, they had what?
Yeah. I mean, their offense was the one that was frustrating. It was the Rams that literally, like, you had to be impressed with the Patriots' defense.
Yeah.
If anything, there it was the Rams that really didn't do anything on offense. But it's frustrating to watch an offense play at least up to something that you would say, oh, they should have probably scored 20, 24 points in this game, and they scored 13. You know, that's a frustrating thing. But I do agree that defense still wins championships, and I keep coming back to it. And I've said it all year long, and I'm going to keep saying it. The game is won and lost in the trenches. And you run the ball. The Patriots had 150 yards rushing yesterday. They held the Rams to, I think, 65 or 74 yards or something like that, and they won the time of possession.
Right.
And if you win those categories, you win the game. 95% of the time, and that's basically what happened. What happened yesterday.
Yep. Last question I got for you before we're at the top of the hour here. But how much did you clench when Gostkowski's field goal at the end almost looked like it was going to go wide left?
You know, my sister was on Skype with my other brother, and I could hear her in the background, and I thought she said, "Oh my God, he missed it." And I said, "Take her in the other room. I can't be around her when we're watching this." And gosh, the guy really likes to shave my beard.
Oh.
I mean, he just shaved it. He shaved it right off. I mean, he's not Vinatieri, but he's pretty good. Oh. I'll tell you that.
If he misses that, that end of the game is completely different, because now all they need is a touchdown to tie, and they're not looking to kick that long field goal or that field goal at the end. It might have been a completely different finish.
Well, yeah, they had to take a little more gray from the rest of New England.
Oh,
but you know what? We'll get it right back with the parade on Tuesday.
All right.
It was a great year. It was a great year, and I'm really happy what the outcome was. And I'm really already looking forward to the draft and next year and doing all this good stuff. So it's a sad day in a way, but it's also, it will let it mull over for the next couple of days.
Well, for me, it's the start of baseball season, so I'm ready to go. So
yeah.
All right, buddy. Yeah, listen,
Bryce Harper needs to come and save your sport.
Please, God. Please, God. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for a few minutes this morning. Certainly appreciate it. Have a great day.
Gene, thank you so much. It was a great season, and I hope you have some fun with the baseball.
Oh,
God bless.
Certainly will. Dan Zampano here on Sports Country Radio as the Patriots wrap up the Super Bowl 13-3. That's going to do it for